The Black Lives Matter movement gained prominence after the 2014 police killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, and since then it has spread to hundreds of cities throughout the nation. A new study published in the Social Science Research Network finds that in most places where we see regular BLM demonstrations, the number of killings by police has gone down in comparison to cities with no BLM protests. The study analyzed data on police killings nationwide from 2014 to 2019. And to parse all of this out, let's bring in the author of this study, Travis Campbell. He's an economist at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Travis, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and Travis, we want to be clear, correlation is not causation. But what can we draw from your study?
I think the study makes it clear that the protests are having a sizable impact on lethal use of force by the police, and that places that have protests experience a 15 to 20% drop in lethal use of force below what we would have expected from the trend in lethal use of force in those places before the protests started, and comparing the trend in places that never had protests.
And can you describe briefly the methodology used? A 20% difference in police killings is really stark. I mean, how did you come up to this number?
My study uses what's called a difference in difference design by sorting cities into a treated and control group. So in this case, the treated group would be places with protests, and the control group would be places without protests, and then comparing the trend in the outcome, lethal use of force, before and after the onset of the protests between the two groups.
What are some of the through lines here that you think? What change did the protests spark in these communities?
So I find evidence of three main explanations. The first is their local police become much more likely to obtain body cameras and also expand some community policing practices. In addition, I find some evidence consistent with protests reducing community reporting of low-level crimes, and also what's sometimes called a Ferguson effect. Protests increase public scrutiny of the police, and police respond by having lower morale or effort because the police are arresting less people, reducing the number of interactions between the police and civilians, reduce the lethal use of force.
Notably, the data does not include killings and protests from 2020. But did you see protests last summer spread to cities that, according to your research, had never had protests before?
I'm sure that that is the case, but I have not looked at any data from that year. I've been working on this paper for a few years, and I was waiting for some of the crime data and other sources to catch up. And that's why it stopped at 2019. So there's been research that has shown that Black Lives Matter protests are more common in cities that lean Democrat. And I haven't seen evidence, but I think anecdotally that places that lean Democrat are also going to be more likely to have more lockdowns due to COVID-19. And in that people go outside less, they might create a spurious reduction in lethal use of force.
That makes sense. You've been studying this for a couple of years, as you mentioned. What made you interested in really parsing out this data?
So given the size and persistence of the Black Lives Matter movement, I find the lack of rigorous research on the topic extremely surprising. To solve a lot of the issues, we need to have an honest conversation about both the benefits and the costs of this social movement and how the police should respond and the impact it's having on local communities.
That was Travis Campbell, an economist at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, on his new study that found police killings decreased in communities that saw Black Lives Matter protests from 2014 to 2019. Travis, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.